This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm so happy that you are here. We are going to talk about the lexicon. I just learned, you guys may not know this, but first of all, chain migration is racist because it invokes chains. Yeah, it invokes chains. And it'll scare black people, even though chain migration is really more of a point of reference for brown people. But, you know, it could trigger blacks. So we can't call it that. No, we have to call it, get this, family reunification. That's what the Democrats want you to believe. So when we let people come over here and stay illegally as part of DACA, we can't kick out their parents. They have to stay together, family unification. Oh, and then we got to bring over a bunch of other people, grandma, you know, abuelito, abuelita. We got to bring them over, mi tío, mi tía, uncles and aunts. Cousins, you name it. So they need all these people to come over because that would be family reunification. Seems to me like we got it backwards, right? Seems like we would be sending those people back home to family reunification. If one or two people sneak over from Mexico, but there's like 500 other Mexicans left in the country, seems to me like we should be reunifying them to the rest of their family. But if you want to look at it through that twisted lens of leftism, fine. You're a youngster. You've been brought over here under 4 years old. You don't really know your other culture. I get it. Trump gets it. Most conservatives get it. Doesn't mean you get to jump in front of the legal folks. But I could see a place for you in a few years, in a decade, when you've learned your way around this stuff, you know, not just taking for granted that America's here, you know, at your behest. And that's one of my biggest complaints is, you know, for conservatives, we see DACA as, oh my gosh, it's the end of the world. And I go, no, it isn't. If they have to go through the rigor of becoming American citizens and understand how it all works, I don't have the statistics to back this up, but I will bet you a naturalized citizen is a lot more likely to vote Republican than they are Democrat. And if it is equal, if it's 50-50, I'm cool with that. But then, what? You got to show me that you need to be here. You got to show me you're going to be a good citizen. You can always be on the first list to be deported, to be out of here. You got to live right. We aren't going to let these people over, and you're going to be an MS-13 gang leader or a drug dealer or some sort of a Mexican pimp. It's not going to happen. The lexicon. We have allowed the left to redefine things. They're no longer illegals, they're undocumented workers, or just undocumented, or even in some case, they're just citizens in waiting. No, they're illegals, and that's all I'll call them, is illegals, undocumented. What kind of name is that? You're here illegally. Do you hear my voice crack? And there's lots of other language. We talked about it a second ago. They don't want to call these people chained, the thing of bringing them over, chain migration. They want to call it family reunification. Cute name. Phyllis Schuler tweeted this. A white racist is a racist. A black or Hispanic racist is an activist. You agree? My guys in the studio agree. That's exactly the way the left does something. If it's racism for blacks or Hispanics, they're activists. If somebody burns down your city, beats people up at a rally, I call them terrorists. You know what they call them when Antifa does it or Black Lives Matter do it? They call them activists. They call them, not fascists. There's another word. I can't remember the ist. Anarchist. Anarchist. When whites exclude people of color, it's called segregation. When people of color exclude whites, they call it diversity. They say, no. The black people need a safe space. They need to be able to segregate away from whites because they understand blacks, understand their ploy better when they're all together. But if white people do it, it's racist. They're segregating. If all the white students say, we don't want any black students in this deal. You gotta be kidding. What are you trying to say? But if it's the other way around, nobody says a word. Nobody even gets upset about it. Wording is deliberate, folks. These are not slick little things just to, you know, to pass the time. The transformation of chain migration to family reunification is enough to swing people. Because mentally, who doesn't want a family reunified? I mean, on a concept, it's pretty interesting. You know, it's compelling. Who doesn't want that? I would want that. Yeah, let's reunify. But nobody thinks about it the other direction. It's unidirectional. Bring them from the other countries to here. And it doesn't matter that the Democrats, we know the game. We know what they're doing. They can't fool us. That doesn't matter. They don't care that you've been caught, that they've been caught. These are people that destroy everything. Everything they touch. They destroyed sports. The NFL's destroyed. They destroyed Halloween. They destroyed Christmas. They've destroyed the Christian religion. They've destroyed American history. It's been prostituted beyond belief. They've destroyed music and your ability to enjoy it. They've destroyed television. Your ability to enjoy it without getting some stupid message from them. They've destroyed movies. Which of your actors do you like? I don't like Tom Hanks. I don't like Robert De Niro. And I could give you a list of 50 that I used to go to their movies because I liked their acting. I don't go anymore. Leftists have destroyed healthcare. They've destroyed the economy. They've destroyed your ability to say what you want to say by way of the First Amendment. They've destroyed colleges and universities. What have they touched that you go, boy, that's good? Women's issues? Children's issues? The aged? Veterans issues? Blacks issues? Latinos issues? Name me one thing that they've touched that you go, man, look at that rock star status. They're absolute scourges on society is what they are. And they hate when you tell them that. But it's who they are. They are destroyers. Not unifiers. They don't want conciliatory discussions. They only want one thing, you to submit to their ideology, or else.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. the best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
First State of the Union address this week, and polls show that his biggest achievement so far, the tax cuts, are now gaining in popularity as some of these big companies hand out $1,000 bonuses. Are you glad that these people have more money in their pockets?
Are we having a technical issue here?
Senator, can you hear me? All right, it appears that we have lost our audio connection with Senator Sanders. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be right back.
That was too funny. Bernie's like, excuse me, what, are we on? I can't hear. I can't hear anything. Oh, he can hear. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's KJ Radio Show, Kevin Jackson Show. Yeah, what are we going to brand that to be? Man, we have... still got these questions. My guys are like, Kevin, should we call it the Kevin Jackson Radio Show or the Kevin Jackson Show? I'm like, really? Should we put the on it? It's Kevin Jackson Show. I would think you'd have to put the article, right? The Kevin Jackson Show, not Kevin Jackson Show. Because it could be, there's a lot of Kevin Jacksons. Only one that's like me, but there's a lot of Kevin Jacksons. Yeah. Anyway, we'll resolve that and get back with you. Sanders couldn't hear the question. But she says the tax cuts, by the way, that was either, I think that was CNN. The lady said the tax cuts are, quote, gaining in popularity. Gaining in popularity. You wouldn't believe it to hear the left, to hear most of the Democrats. And let me tell you why that was a big deal, why I'm highlighting that, because I'm going to be talking about the tax cuts. Well, releasing the memo and some other stuff later, but we may get to the tax cuts. The reason why this is a big deal is the left is starting to report good news about Donald Trump. I want to see what the numbers are in about a month. What starts to happen? I can give you a couple. Well, we've talked about a few of them, and we got a couple coming up because we got some Cuomo quotes with Nancy Pelosi, you know, Miss Armageddon. But these are people that are starting to push back. Why do you say that, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi? Why would you say something like that? Why are you doing this? Pelosi got contentious with Cuomo. She got contentious. Said, you don't know what you're talking about. We got that clip. Let's play that clip.
Ray got the director of the FBI, obviously, recently selected by President Trump. He got the memo. He could have come out and said, this is reckless, don't release it.
Let me just say this with all due respect. You really don't know what you're talking about right now.
But okay?
Welcome back, everybody. You don't know what you're talking about. I know. I'm the longest ranking, oldest member of the former security investigation, whatever. That's what they always do. That's why they love their longevity. Because then they can say, I've been around here longer than you. Term limits. 2 for a senator max. Maybe 3 for a congressman. That's it. 2 for a senator, 3 for a congressman. They should not be able to live and die in these roles. And feel as if I'm the only one who knows because I've got all the inside information. Well, maybe you shouldn't be. Cuomo's asking, Ray got the memo. This is in releasing the FISA documents. And we'll come back to that because I want to talk about that for the remainder of the show. But the reason why I play that is I wanted you to understand the media, that was CNN. Chris Cuomo's no longer accepting of whatever they say. He's starting to question. And this is a big deal. You think he wants to question? This is a guy who believes, for the most part, what they've been telling him. And now he's having to come to the realization that, you know what? I'm going to have to start pushing back a little bit because I don't know that I'm always getting the truth. And Bernie Sanders, he doesn't want to hear the question. What do you think about the president's tax cuts? Do you think that this is going to... That's a lady pushing back on Bernie Sanders saying, you are the one who said this is going to be bad for everybody. That, you know, it's trillions and trillions of dollars are going back. Trillions and trillions are doing this and that. Bernie loves to talk about it. But when Donald Trump... Let me tell you, what really bugs the left, Donald Trump is saying to the people... Like you and me. I mean, I'm not getting any money back, but well, I went on taxes. But I'm saying, he's saying to people like us, what are you relying on government for? It's your money. Here you go. You can have it. And the companies, they hate this. They hate that Donald Trump was able to do something that instantly took impact, instantly took effect. I argued with a couple of lefties over the weekend, and I said to them, you guys have no idea. Donald Trump impacted American lives immediately. And it isn't just the fact that a certain number of people, like, say, American Airlines or Wells Fargo or whatever, got that initial boost, right? I mean, that little shot in the arm. Here's that $1,000 or whatever it may have ended up being in their take home. They got that. Then some of the companies went, oh, you were making $12 an hour? You're now at $15. Now, I want you to understand, $3 an hour constitutes $6,000 a year. They got raises by the thousands of dollars. It's one thing that they got a nice little salary. You know, I mean, a nice little bonus. But then they got a raise. So two things hit their pocketbook instantaneously. Somewhere between $1,000 and $3,000, it was like, boom, shot in the arm. Then, if it is indeed, a few hundred bucks a month, so let's say for the sake of discussion, that it is $6,000 a year, so it's $500 a month, or, $250 a month, and suddenly your check every two pay periods is $125 less taxes, so let's say it's $90 more than you were used to, and then the new tax schedules come out. And you're doing four deductibles and you get X amount of dollars back, and now you got another $50. So now it's $140 per pay period. May seem like crumbs to people like Nancy Pelosi, people on the left, the party of elites, the party of the big money donors and what have you, but to a guy, making a living, that's $280 take home that he or she wasn't counting on before. And that may just be his or his check. May not be mama's. She may be getting even more. That's the tsunami that's coming April 15th and beyond, when more and more people, start getting these, the cost of living, whatever the raises are, they go in. That money starts coming back. April 15th couldn't come at a better time this year, because this year people are going to get those bigger checks. And you know what happens in October and November? They start gearing up to vote. And the very people that were questioning if Donald Trump was unhinged, if he's insane, are going to be the ones saying, hey, you know what? I'm doing pretty well. Or is everybody going to switch over? Of course not. But how many people does he have to win? How many millennials got jobs that they can thank Trump for? How many of them then are getting extra money they can thank Trump for?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. we offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. You are in warrior training, whether you know it or not. And the one thing that you have to understand about being a warrior is when you go to battle, there can be no doubt. The only way you survive battle is you must believe in your heart of hearts that you are there to win. You trust your training. And winning is not always about necessarily defeating the enemy that's in front of you. It may be that your sacrifice wins the war. Everybody doesn't come out of battle unscathed. Everybody doesn't come out alive. But we still win the war, right? Let me tell you what doubt leads to. For those of you who don't understand the warrior code, doubt leads to death. You gotta make sure that you are prepared, and that means mentally and physically. Sun Tzu was an amazing tactician. I mean, that's why his book is studied by so many people, The Art of War. And what it requires is total defeat of the enemy. There's a reason why on the battlefield, when people would walk through, they go and actually stab the downed victims. You know, like say somebody's shot and you don't know, you know, you're just seeing all these bodies laying around. This is a little bit morbid. I'm going to, not exactly great radio conversation, but you've seen Saving Private Ryan or something like that. These, or 300, these guys would go along and they would stick their sword into the bodies of the supposedly dead. Because what people will do is they will fake dying, especially cowards. They will fake dying. I'm not saying they're all cowards, because some people want to survive because they want to live to do more. You ever see this movie where this physician, he continues running and saving people? I think it's during World War II. He has to hide under a body. It's happened before that people that are doing heroic things will, you know, hide out in order to continue doing heroic things, but most of these guys were hiding out because they were scared. Total defeat, annihilation of the enemy, is the only thing you can settle for. Because let me tell you something, folks. The enemy is the person that you talk to every day, that you send your kids to get educated by. The people that, like this Saucillo guy, who said that the military were a bunch of morons, and others, Al Gore, John Kerry, people that believe military are are worthless. They believe in things like global climate change so they can make money off of you. They believe in letting people in your midst that want to kill you. It's your own brother. It's your own sister. It's these people who have a leftist ideology that is not built on any core principles. It's not built on morality or ethics or anything else. It's built on ether. Vapor, as the Bible would call it. You, on the other hand, you can wage succinct arguments that in debates that have to do with not you. It's not about self-aggrandizement. It's not about you getting, or selfishness, you getting rich on the backs of somebody else. In fact, you're very much the opposite. You care about people. You want to see people succeed on their own merits. You don't believe in something for nothing. I know the way you raise your kids. I know the way I've raised mine. It wasn't about something for nothing. You earned it. And you should get to keep what you earn and determine where that money goes. Can you imagine if the government gave you a checklist of places you wanted your money to go? Where would you want it to go? I wouldn't put it in Social Security. So where would you put it? In half the crap that they finance, their little pet projects that for people that donate to their campaigns? Give me $10,000, I'll give you $1 million. What's it matter? If it's not my money, $10,000 on $1 million is somebody else's money. I'm cool with that. Kevin, that's only 1%. So? Not my money. When we're talking about trillions, 1%'s pretty good. Take my billion and run. So, you know, that is the enemy. The people who have targeted conservatives for decades. And now they're afraid. They are totally fearful. Listen to Nancy Pelosi describe this release of the FISA memo.
Very proud of Adam Schiff and our House Democrats for protecting the integrity of the intelligence community. This is a very big honor that the leader gives to the ranking member, that the speaker gives to the chairman, to be deputized to protect the intelligence for force protection of our troops, fighting terrorism and the rest of that. Instead, Chairman Nunes has acted like a stooge with the speaker.
A stooge
of the White House at the acquiescence or maybe the guidance of the Speaker of the House. This is not about one thing or not. This is about the integrity and the safety and our national security.
That's what he says, too, though.
They have crossed from dangerously and recklessly dealing with intelligence to a cover up of an investigation that they don't want the American people to see come to fruition.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. A couple of things that came out of that are very poignant, very interesting, and they show you exactly what the left is going to try right now. Desperation move. Nancy Pelosi says she's very proud of Adam Schiff. Why? He's protecting the integrity of the intelligence community. That's the new sell. Adam Schiff is not doing this selfishly. He's not doing this for some partisan thing. No, this is not about left versus right, Democrat versus Republican. This is to protect the integrity of the intelligence community. Slick. It would be a very slick operation if the media could help her control it. If people even halfway believe that, it would be a very slick shift. Oh, you know, that venerable organization known as the FBI, Donald Trump's trying to destroy it. The right are doing all they can to make you not believe in the rule of law. This comes from people who violate the rule of law every single day of their lives. Nancy Pelosi and the rule of law, these are people that have put illegals, people coming into this country over the lives of taxpaying citizens and even worse, the military. And she has the nerve to talk about protecting of the intelligence community. And then if you didn't notice it, she threw in the troops, the fight for the troops and against terrorism. The very people who want terrorists to come through America through the refugee resettlement program, who rejected the very same refugee resettlement or travel ban, if you will, that Donald Trump issued, that Barack Obama had issued earlier, and they want to tell you they want to protect the troops and they want to protect Americans from terrorism. That's what Nancy Pelosi wants you to believe. She's proud of Adam Schiff for that. See, Adam Schiff isn't trying to cover up the fact that the FBI, the very institute that Adam Schiff is supposedly protecting, were part of the cabal of all of the clandestine agencies, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and others, to thwart the duly elected Donald Trump. And by the way, they tried to do it before, and they continue to try to do it after. But no, they're protecting. That's when she says, that's what Pelosi says. Adam Schiff is protecting the FBI. Nunes, on the other hand, is a stooge. The House Intelligence Committee, who's running all this, or maybe it's the Senate Intelligence, I don't know which Nunes is. I don't keep up with all that crap, but here's what I'll tell you. He's a stooge, and get this. Here's the other thing that's very interesting in what they're trying to do from a strategy perspective. Keep in mind, I was a strategist. So, first, Adam Schiff is protecting the FBI, the intelligence community, not just the FBI, all of it. See, because if it's just the FBI that goes bad, Nancy Pelosi is going to then say, no, 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 this is not just about the FBI, this is about them all. And secondly, they're shifting who they want to blame. They shifted it. It's no longer Donald Trump's fault. Now, they tried that, believe it or not. Donald Trump, he shouldn't sign this. This is a matter of national security. Let's hope he won't do it. It's that bad Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House. He's the guy. And you know why they're attacking Paul Ryan? Because he's a much weaker target. What's attacking Trump gotten him? It's gotten him absolutely nothing. Donald Trump has crushed these clowns. And so Nancy Pelosi is so fearful, they don't know what strategy to use. Oh, let's try to make it Donald Trump against the intelligence community. Good luck with that. It's already happening. Donald Trump will happily take the blame for that.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I should stop.
You think he's not going to release the memo?
He says he's going to. He hasn't even probably seen it, but he's going to release it. In fact, he should be saying no release should ever happen without the agencies of the intelligence community reviewing and redacting from public review. Who's going to share intelligence with us if they think it's up to Nunes? Not even reading the stuff and release
You put a lot of this on Nunes, but that means you put it on Ryan.
That's right.
Because the speaker
right.
picked him.
That's
Do you
absolutely.
Blame Paul Ryan for what's going on?
I think that he has a major responsibility in what I call a cover-up of what they are doing. It's really very sad. But again, it's a cover-up. Also, it's a distraction. What really we are trying to do right now is keep government open. They have a problem with that because they're ineffective. And
you think they're doing this because they don't want the government to be open?
Well, I think whatever they do is a distraction. So you never know what's
going on. But that's what they say. So help me understand this. I know you can't reveal classified
information. No,
I'm not going to push you on that, but I will push you on this one idea. It is hard. I have to believe it's hard for the American people to have faith that anybody in this city where we are right now is out for the truth.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Pelosi scared. And she better be. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We train warriors over here, and you people are out there, and you are hashtag release the memo. And you know what? They say it was Russian bots. It wasn't human beings. And then Twitter came back and said, nope, it wasn't Russian bots. It was human beings. They want to see it. And now you're watching the gamesmanship of the left. Typically, they would win these games. They would win the PR battle. Oh, it's classified. You pay. You are the reason that this country exists. And it's a bunch of elitists that say, oh, no, it's too much information for you to know. You know, if you get too much information, you can't handle it. Only we, the intellectuals, the intelligentsia, we're the only ones who can handle this. And you know what that means? They're going to handle it all right. Means you're never going to see it. If it weren't for the fact that you put a warrior in the White House, you wouldn't be seeing this. Because the Republicans, who are finally getting a backbone, they wouldn't want you to see it because they would have a feckless leader, somebody like George Bush, who would be talking about compassionate conservatism. Yeah, we got to help people. Compassionate conservatism, that's what we do. And you wouldn't be getting to this. Trump's like, no, let them see it. I said I was going to expose what's going on here. And I played a clip earlier. Schiff wants you to believe he's protecting the FBI. Nancy Pelosi and the new strategy is we're protecting the clandestine agencies. We can't let this stuff get out. Then people will know how we operate. You ever seen Die Hard where Hans Gruber? And he says, don't worry about the seventh lock. And the guy, whatever, the black dude who's opening up the safes is going, look, I can open all six of these, but I can't open the seventh one. And he goes, don't worry. Then in fly the FBI boys, and they shut down the grid, and that's what opens the safe. So everybody knows the FBI playbook. Do you think that the agency, the people who fight against the FBI, don't have a copy of the playbook? Of course they do. They got infiltrators. If there is no part of the American government right now that isn't infiltrated, it's infiltrated by the Chinese. It's infiltrated by the Muslim Brotherhood. It's infiltrated by leftists, complete communists. Putin has infiltrators inside of our government who blend in and look like every other leftist out there because you can't tell the difference. Tell me the difference between a communist and Bernie Sanders and people that has on his staff, et cetera, et cetera. Tell me the difference between these suit and tie wearing Muslim Brotherhood people that were working on the servers for Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Show me the difference. Look at CARE, this Islamic relations people, and show me what the difference is between them and anybody that's got a very Muslim-sounding name that worked on Obama's staff that's still in government to this day. Somebody explain the difference to this young black country bumpkin. They're scared, and they're scared for a reason. And now they're shifting gears. They want to say that this is an attack on the FBI. Okay, I'll bite. It is, because they're crooked. They were run by a crooked Department of Justice that was headed by two crooked people, Eric Holder, and even worse, Loretta Lynch. And they held court over people like James Comey and including Robert Mueller and others. And these people all colluded to get Hillary Clinton elected so we would never see anything of what we're seeing. And now they're scared. Last-ditch effort. What can we do? Let's embarrass President Trump. Go after Ryan. Ryan will then do what he's supposed to do, what he would normally do, because he's a weak-kneed sissy as well. And he would normally go, we're not going to release the memo. It's got, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's got, you know, clandestine this, that, and the other, spy crap. And Trump's like, doesn't matter. Tradecraft changes all the time. Who cares? Oh, the FBI. We put in surveillance. We did this. It's going to tell people how the FBI led a crooked investigation on a witch hunt, started on a fake dossier that started with a beer conversation at our, a wine conversation at a happy hour. That's what made them decide they wanted to target Donald Trump to win at all cost. And now I ask you guys again, do you want to win at all cost? Because if you don't want to fight, get out of the way. Get out of the, you know, people tell me, Kevin, you know, you talk about fighting a lot. Yeah, I do. You're in a fight. It's not just, you know, we lose the match and then we go heel and then we have a rematch and each of us go make $50 million on the next fight on pay-per-view. This is not that kind of fight. This is a fight for who you want this country to be when you leave it. Because the majority of you listening to my voice, we got what? 10, 20, 30 years? If you're lucky, you get 40. You may not even want the last 10. You may not want the last 2. Our lives are just, we're done. I don't mean that we don't have much to offer. I'm just saying we could stop doing what we're doing right now and not even miss a beat. Do you ask yourself that sometimes? You get up in the morning, you go, man, I got enough money to go on vacation, have a good time, not worry about this, eat at nice restaurants. I don't need to worry about leaving money to my kids, money to my grandkids. I could travel the world, meet new people, never meet the same people twice, never stay at the same place twice, and I could live the rest of my life that way. Probably wouldn't even run out of money. I mean, I can't say that. I'd have to work. But many of you listening, you would be able to say that. And even if it was only 10 years, you could do that, and then you'd have to come back to reality, fine. But the point is, you don't do it. You get up every day, and you come to do this. You come to listen to me. You come to fight the good fight. Why? You think you're going to have some sort of great legacy that's left? You know, people are going to remember our names are written in history books. I don't care if my name appears in a history book, appears on quotable quotes, brainy quotes, you name it. I mean, even though we try. But I don't care. Because when I'm gone, I'm gone. And that's the end of it. And maybe there'll be somebody to carry on, but if not, I will have fought the good fight. I will have done what I wanted to do to preserve that little piece of Americana that I grew up with. And Pelosi, she wants you to believe that they're fighting for all the right reasons. They're fighting to protect the FBI. The FBI is a corrupt organization. So are the FISA courts. So is the CIA and many others who were complicit in trying to dethrone Donald Trump post-election. Many of them never wanted him. And I love how he's saying he's going to release him. He probably hasn't seen it. He probably hasn't seen it. She was definitive. He probably hasn't seen it. But he's going to release it anyway. Well, maybe he has seen it. And that's why he's going to release it. And then what'd she say? The intelligence community needs to see it so they can redact it, so they can protect us. There may be things that we don't want out there in terms of what they did in an illegal investigation. No, we want it all out there so people know what to look for when an illegal investigation is upon them. Then, as I said, shift strategies. Make Paul Ryan the scapegoat because they're not going to get to Trump. And then what does she call it at the very end? She called it a cover-up. This chick has the nerve to switch the idea of the cover-up from the left to the right. I give you transference. I give you Democrats who claim to be the party that freed black people. Nancy Pelosi wants you to believe that the cover-up is on their part. The people who want to release the information are the ones covering it up. If that don't beat all, as they say in the country. But here's what was interesting. She called it sad. She said it was a distraction because they want to keep government open because they've been ineffective. I ask you, has Donald Trump been ineffective? The thousands, the hundreds of thousands of people who've gotten bonuses, do you find him ineffective? But here's the bigger point. Cuomo was questioning her on every bit of it. That's the thing you need to be looking for.
won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.